This week on Rufflecast, we will be discussing Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, Jason Statham's 18 new movies. Oh, look at that! A sequel to Sex and the City called The Carey Diaries. As well as the most important film known to man, Tyler Perry's Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage, a Counselor.
Are we seriously talking about that?
No, nigga, we're talking about Avengers and shit!
Third time's a charm.
Welcome everybody to a brand new edition of Rufflecast. I am your host, Achilles, joined as always by my judge, my jury, my dread, Doc Hollywood. Doc,
what's up?
We are going to give you the latest in trailer news. That British girl at the beginning, she told you what's up. She might not actually be British. We might just be pretending.
She might not be.
But it sounded professional.
That's the main thing.
And we're ruining it right now. Today's show is very special. We're going to talk about the Oscar nominations. We're going to talk about amazing sequel bits. Because of the Oscar noms, we're not going to do Sweeter Sheet.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but we will talk about some amazing sequels coming up. Now, first off, the Oscars are coming up. Everyone's very, very excited. Have you seen the Oscar movies? Have you gone through the... Like, we are a movie podcast.
Yes, we are.
We do have a responsibility. Like, we forget sometimes that we are based around movies.
Yeah, it's true. We get a little off track.
When people ask us what Rufflecast is about, I actually sit down and ponder for a minute. We have a tagline that says movies.
Yes.
And even then, I really don't think about it that much. I'm like, I guess we do kind of talk about movies, but with our professional journalistic integrity, we take our movies seriously.
Very seriously.
Now, let's get down to the most serious. This is our Oscars. I guess it is the Oscars. This is our important event of the year. The Oscars is to us what the Oscars is to other people. Does that make sense?
No,
I think I'm not making sense here. Let's back up a bit. There's big events for everybody.
Yes.
Once a year. For the Christians, it's Easter.
Okay.
Or Christmas.
Christmas? I was Christmas thinking might be more than
I'd say Lent.
Okay.
Lent's a big one. For
the Grammys for music.
Right. And then for brown people, 9/11. Like, we all have these celebrations that we have to that we send around. Ours is the Oscars.
Yes.
And but the problem is that when you describe an award show, you say this show is like the Oscars for people who do pan flute instrument music. Mm-hmm. If it's the National Pan Flute Awards of 1997. But we can't use that analogy because it actually is the Oscars.
Yes.
So we're going to do the Rufflecast Oscars.
Okay.
There's going to be the real Oscars and then the Rufflecast Oscars based around what movies we like. Not what a bunch of old fucking dumb people did a million years ago.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah,
now we're going to go through the nominations. And then after each one, we'll both say yay or nay if we've seen it or not seen it. Armor. Nay.
No, not seen that.
Life of Pi.
Yes.
Also nay. I've
seen that.
I read the book. Does that count? If I read 2/3 of the book. Does that count?
You didn't finish the book?
Fuck no. Have you gone to the...
No, I haven't read the book. I just
You know
saw the
that
movie.
There's 180 pages of him on a boat with a tiger, right?
Yeah.
There is 180 pages of him describing how to get fish with a tiger on the boat. So, needless to say, it was fascinating. Argo. Yay or nay?
No.
Nay.
I haven't seen it. Nay.
Lincoln.
What is that?
Nay. Lincoln.
Oh.
Nay.
Still nay.
Yeah. Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Nay.
Silver Lining Playbooks.
Nay.
Nay. Django Unchained.
Yay.
Nay.
I've seen it.
We have two yays. Zero Dark Thirty.
Nay.
Les Miserables.
Nay.
So what we're trying to say is none of us have seen, either of us have seen
any
of the movies.
Any of
them. He's seen two of them. He fell asleep during Life of Pi.
No, I didn't. But
tell me about it. Was it
you want to know? It was good. It was. These are like for Best Picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would not have given it a nomination for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. listen, my pick of this group is gonna be Argo. I like Ben Affleck. I like.
But
spy
you haven't
movies.
Seen it.
Who cares? You why, think half the fucking cast would see these films?
Okay, if you had to look at that list, why wouldn't you just pick Django? Because it's a Tarantino film, and you know it's probably better than any of those other
films
on the
list. Because I'm not in love with Tarantino the way that everyone's fucking in love with Tarantino. Yes, he makes good movies. Yes, he made two really great movies in Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill. Pulp Fiction's also a very good movie. Like, half of it's really good. The other half's boring as shit. Everyone seems to forget about the boring parts of Pulp Fiction. Everyone seems to forget about the fucking diner scene. I don't give a shit about those two characters. You know what it's like? It's like Inglourious Bastards, where the bastards weren't even in it. So Django Unchained, for all I know, it's like his last movie, and he's in it for 20 minutes. And really, that's the amount of Jamie Foxx I want per film. Is yeah, max just, 20 minutes.
What about Any Given Sunday?
Exactly. 20-minute movie, fantastic film.
Collateral. Just edit it down. Just edit it right down.
Collateral. You can cut that movie down to 5 minutes. Collateral. You can get fucking Tom Cruise getting into the vehicle, Jamie Foxx being like, I'm a cab driver. Tom Cruise shooting people and them driving away. There you go. You just saw Collateral. Spoiler alert. Fuck you, Collateral.
Clearly you loved that movie.
Listen, we're making a lot of jokes here, but really, we all know Les Mis is going to win.
You think so?
No, God, no. So help me, God, if Les Miserables wins. Name one song. I know it's your favorite movie, but name one song from Les Mis.
Name a song
name
from it?
Name one.
Dude, I have no fucking idea.
That's the straight test. That's how you know. Because no one's admit that they don't fucking know what the most popular musical of all time. They don't know one song from it. But the only way you know one song from it is if you love dick. Or, no, really, that's the only specification.
That's it.
Just Les Miserables is French for loving dick. Okay. It's like, do you love dick? You will love this film. That's my French accent. Mm-hmm. That's how, the movie's not even in French, is it? It's a French title and they're speaking English for the entire fucking movie. They have Wolverine speaking in English in a movie. Why have a French title? That's just fucking pretentious. Call it The Miserables.
Well, The Miserable.
Yeah, and that's how you know that is. That's a descriptor of how you'll feel coming out of that fucking film, movie. Yeah. The amount of interest I have in the Les Mis film is the amount of interest I have in getting AIDS.
But Jesus like Christ.
A small curiosity.
But wasn't it directed by the guy that just did X-Men First Class?
Was it?
I think so.
Listen, I could have done my research.
But I'll say this. I will say this. I heard it was not good.
We should call
ourselves
the... I did
hear it was not
good. It's directed by Tom Hooper, actually.
Who is that?
Some other faggot. The guy who directed First Class was that other guy. We're a movie podcast. I had to drive my girlfriend to work this morning, and I got really high to put up with a cold. And it wasn't even that cold out. And now I'm dealing with repercussions, which is a short-term memory loss. None of those things are true.
Okay.
Not one of the things I just said were true. It sounded like a good... Matthew Vaughn?
Matthew Vaughn.
Yeah. And he did, like, he was a second unit director on Snatch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he did Kick-Ass.
Did he?
Yes.
I have no idea.
The guy who directed it directed The Damned United, great movie, and The King's Speech, also a good movie. And he did fucking John Adams, another good movie. Know what this is? This is essentially us reading off IMDb credits for people we don't really know about. And this is us doing our research during the podcast. Here's the way this podcast works. We don't watch any of the movies.
Nope.
We really don't know that much about movies. It's like, it's the uninformed movie nerd.
How have I seen two of the films on that list and you have not?
You know what? I haven't really been, listen, that should tell you something about the quality of fucking movie. You know what's not on that list? The Raid Redemption. You know what's not on that fucking list? Good movies. None of those fucking, Judge Dredd's not on that list. That movie's amazing. Have you seen Judge Dredd? It's basically The Raid, but not as good.
But not as good?
Yeah, it wasn't as good as The Raid.
It's still amazing, though.
It's the same movie. They both go into an apartment complex run by a bad person, get trapped in there, and their goons try to kill them. Mm. It's the exact same movie, except one's really fucking amazing action, and the other one has Carl Urban. And
so
Carl Urban's amazing.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I know it's a comic book film, but how the fuck did one of the top grossing movies of ever not end up on that list?
Avengers?
Yeah.
Yeah, Avengers, Cabin in the Woods. There's a lot of really great movies that aren't on that list. So,
like, do they just not want to do it because it's a comic book film? Because, honestly, Avatar made it on that goddamn list when it came out.
There's a way to describe the Academy, and I think, like, the way that I would kind of describe the way that they pick movies are dumb assholes. A bunch of dumb assholes pick a bunch of dumb fucking movies. No one wants to watch Lincoln. No one saw Les Miserables. No one wants to see those movies. Okay? What is Silver Linings Playbook even about? All I know is Green Lantern's in it and Katniss.
That's all you know?
That's all I know. Beasts of the Southern Wild? Do you think that would be a monster movie about fucking gremlins that come out of the woods and eat Mexicans? Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's about a little kid growing up somewhere. I don't even know if that's true.
Well, it kind of feels like they're picking more independent-y type films.
Yeah,
like,
but none of these are actually like. Independent, yeah, which is the funny part. So we'll discuss the rest of the Oscars after the break. All our music today is being featured from a movie that should be on this list, Man with the Iron Fists. I know it wasn't a great movie. I
didn't see it.
But, oh, dude, it was fucking awesome. Yeah. It's not a good movie, but it is awesome, if that makes any sense. It's like, how do I describe it? It's if a black person with a big ego, like, say, a rapper, okay, made a kung fu movie. That's exactly what you expect. It's a Wu-Tang kung fu movie.
Oh,
what the fuck,
okay,
do people think it would be? It's like Kill Bill with black people. That's essentially all it is, minus story structure. Okay.
And that should be on the list.
Fuck yeah. And because of that, because it's blatant disregard for story structure, it's obvious thing that, okay, when the director is the main star and all he does is fuck a hot chick for the full movie and then beat the shit out of a bunch of people, that's a vanity piece. Whenever the writer is also the main star and director, yeah, like in the Ralph Cast movie starring me and filmed by and directed by me, that is clearly just an ego trip.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. All right, so the first song is The Baddest Man Alive, the Black Keys featuring RZA.
Was The Baddest Man Alive by the Black Keys with RZA.
That movie is ridiculous. Okay, so it's basically an overweight
this is the Wu-Tang Clan movie?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The Man with the Iron Fist. Golden Fist? Whatever. So it takes a really fat and overweight Russell Crowe, and he calls himself Mr. Knife, and basically all he does is fuck a bunch of Japanese whores and kill people. And then some other random people show up and he kills them.
And it is actually Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Russell Crowe, Lucy Liu, RZA. The weird thing about RZA is that he spoke in his like Brooklyn accent the whole time.
Yeah.
He's like sitting there. He's like, yo, man, the most powerful thing in the world is iron. And then everyone's like, we're in China. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Why be a nigga blacksmith hanging out here trying to fuck Jamie Chung, who is also a whore and beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
which is two things you never think I'd say about a Japanese person, is but that they're a whore and beautiful, but they are. Really, she's so fucking hot. Listen, if I was RZA, I'd make some dumb. This was a MacGuffin to try to fuck Jamie Chung.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically, he's all like, man, this Asian chick's so hot. I should make a fucking kung fu movie so I can cast her. And then so, I'll put me in the main role, and then like we'll have like 100 scenes where we're just like fucking the entire time.
Yeah.
And that's, I would stoop that low.
You would,
so RZA, I get you, nigga. I get you. All right, so if we were going to get the Ralph, we can talk about the Oscars. We haven't seen any of the fucking movies.
Yeah.
Best actor, Daniel Day-Lewis. How about that? Let's just put Daniel, he does everything the best. Name one movie where Daniel Day-Lewis did a shitty acting job. Not one. That man acts like, there was a dude walking around in the forest for the last year believing he was Lincoln. This man is so method, he would make everyone refer to him in character, and he would talk to them in character.
Mm-hmm.
So for a year, a man pretended to be Abraham Lincoln. How fucking nutty is that? That's a goddamn weirdo.
That's commitment.
Yeah, so much so, he deserves an award. Oscar given.
Just done. Right there, done, eh?
Boom. Robert De Niro, Silver Lining Playbooks. I didn't even know Robert De Niro was in Silver Lining.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's in The Mask. Tommy Lee Jones is in Lincoln? The fuck is this? And Christoph Waltz for Best Supporting Actor in Django Unchained.
Can I just give him it to that. Him?
Yeah. I'll give him any award. I'll give him fucking Best Cinematographer. I don't care what it's for. That man deserves it. He's ridiculous.
He deserves an award.
I don't know who the best actress is, but it's an actress. Who cares? Animated film. Never saw any of them. Directing. I'll give it to Spielberg or Ang Lee. Why not?
What's Spielberg on there for? Lincoln?
Yeah, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Ang Lee, because he's a fucking amazing director. But really, every other thing, we can't pick. We can't really decide.
No.
Do you think that any of the movies you saw deserve an Oscar for any of the categories listed?
Avengers.
Avengers?
I don't know. Hobbit was good, but it wasn't like...
Hobbit might be the best movie I've ever made.
I'll give it... Yeah, did you watch it in 48 frames?
I did. I watched it two different ways so far. And I watched it in 3D 48. And I watched it in AVX without the 48.
See, I got to go see it in 24. I did not like the 48.
Yeah, no one likes 48, man. It looks like it's... You know what it's like when you watch British shows when you're like
British
younger?
Soap operas.
British soap operas.
And you're like,
smooth.
Why does this look so weird?
It's too fluid. It's almost too smooth. And it's like that. Like there's too much movement.
I don't know. Makes it feel cheap.
And uncomfortable.
Yes.
And you lose the surrealism that you get. Like a movie like that, like a 48 frames per second, should be a very gritty action movie. Very real to life, no CG, like a really real movie. And then you get that really high impact action.
Mm-hmm.
Look fucking great in 48 frames. 60 frames per second action. Look at Matrix. They figured it out. That looks fucking incredible. So they should just, you know, if they want to do 48 frames and push the technology forward, they should do it that way. Realistically, though, they should do 60 FPS and call it a day. 48's a really random format. I know it's double 24,
yeah,
so you can fill in 24 and speed up, but like
all major motion films are all done in 24.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how they make it look. Like if Game of Thrones
is in 24, they do a 1080p 30, and they drop the 30 down to 24 through post cinema conversion most of the time.
Well,
so they drop 6 frames out of the in a second, and that causes like the, what that does is it gives you that kind of cinematic feel, and it's so hard to quantify what that is, but it is a cinematic like type.
Well,
of feel.
It has to do with originally when they started using 24 frames a second, it had to do with film, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's just a replication of that digitally, and mm-hmm. like the camera settings that you can use. Obviously, you know, you can pick like you want to shoot in 60, you want to shoot in 30, you want to shoot in 24,
29.997.
Like, yeah,
there's a lot of options. For our top awards, here's what I think our list would be. I think it would be Looper, Avengers, Cabin in the Woods, Dark Knight Rises. Anything else on that list you can't think of from this year?
I wouldn't put Spider-Man on that list.
Spider-Man's a good fucking movie, though.
I'm not saying it was a bad movie, but I wouldn't put it on that list.
I wouldn't say it's the best of the year. It's not as good as Avengers or Dark Knight or Looper. Looper might be the best on that list, but Chronicle is still my favorite movie of 2012.
Chronicle?
Yep. Chronicle might be one of the best movies I've ever seen.
I don't even know what Chronicle is.
It's a low-budget found footage movie about three kids that develop psychic powers. and it's fucking,
okay. I saw a preview for that. You show me
awesome.
The trailer.
Yeah, movie's fucking great. Hunger Games would never make my list. It's like an okay movie at best, but it's really weird when you see what the best reviewed movies are. It's all like, you know, Argo, Coronalius, Lincoln, The Master, Beasts of Southern Wild. Like, it's all these movies, but how many of these like are compelling enough to watch? You know what I mean? I'm all about big action movies, like interesting shit, but I didn't really get any of that feeling from any of these movies this year so far of 2012. In my opinion, like Cabin in the Woods, easily one of my favorite movies of the year. Chronicle was fucking amazing too. But how many gems do we have like that?
Mm-hmm.
The highest grossing movie in theaters currently is Hansel and Gretel: Witch Hunters. if that doesn't tell you the state of fucking film right now, like that really should speak to how shitty film has gone in the last little bit.
I don't know. Was Avengers nominated for anything?
I can double check, but I don't believe so. It should be for CG. Yeah, it's nominated for visual effects.
For visual effects, okay.
Which is stupid, because it should be writing, it should be adapted screenplay, it should be best direction, easily.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the thing. I love Avengers. It was a good movie. But how do you feel about Dark Knight? I'm still so conflicted on that movie.
How do I feel about it?
Do you think it deserves anything?
Nah, I don't know, man. If they were going to give something to that series, it should have been the last film, which they did do.
Yeah, like a little posthumous award for fucking best supporting,
but it,
what is that?
The tough thing with Rises is that it had so much, like, it had to compete with itself, essentially.
Yeah.
It's like everyone was so impressed with the prior two films that, you know, they do this third film and they try to raise the stakes by, you know, it's a nuclear weapon and the whole thing. And it just,
it was fucking dumb.
Came up short. It came up short.
I listen.
It was still good.
It's an amazing film.
You know, I'm not going to deny that
movie. I love, like, obviously I'm the biggest Batman fan on the planet. I love the shit out of Batman. You'll never make a Batman movie I like. It's impossible. I'm too much of a fanboy. I'm too much of a comic book nerd. I'll never be like, oh yeah, this is the greatest movie of all time. I mean, you got close with Batman Begins, but I think that's as close as I'll ever get it. I'm not thrilled with the way they ended the series, but I'm happy that they ended it the way that they did. I'm happy that Robin.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I'm happy that Robin ended up coming in. I'm happy that Batman got a happily ever after. Like, I like the cheesy ending a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, Hobbit's still the fucking best movie, man. Like, Hobbit was so good. Like, I have no I know they're not in danger. Here's what I love about Hobbit. It had all the action, excitement, and cool CG that I loved about Lord of the Rings and, like, the dialogue and the flow. But then it had, like, there's no stakes. It wasn't gloomy or depressing. It was, like, when they started in Hobbiton, like, that happiness that you get in the first movie, that's carried through the entire film because you know no one's in danger. Nobody dies. They all make it out okay. I mean, there's some heavier shit that they kind of shoehorn in there.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, like, the movie's just, like, a fun, lighthearted, enjoyable
fairy
tale.
It's way more lighthearted
fairy tale
than Lord of the Rings, that's
hell
for
yes.
sure. You know.
But I hate how they had to equate this movie all with Lord of the Rings. They had to be like, oh, well, we're going to shoehorn this Lord of the Rings scene here. We're going to make sure we reference the ring as many times as possible.
How else are they going to make this into 3 films, man? That's the problem that they have.
It pissed me off. That should have been 2 movies and it would have been the best.
Like, the second film is called The Desolation of Smaug.
Mm.
So it appears as though the second film is actually going to end The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And then they're going to make a
Cimmerillion movie.
Kind of weird third film to
a bridging movie.
Bridge the two
movies. Which I'm not. Listen, the more time you spend in the Tolkien world, I'm happy for.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could just make The Hobbit in 2 movies and then make 1 bridging Lord of the Rings movie and not add an extra half hour of Lord of the Rings footage shoehorned into The Hobbit, if you just remove those footage segments and put them all into a different movie, I'm happier that way.
Yeah.
Like, I'll figure out that these things happened earlier in the story. Like, I don't need them to develop in that certain way. Because that half-hour scene when they're in Rivendell and they're talking to Elrond, the first council of Elrond with Galadriel and everyone. Listen, I'm put Galadriel in anything. She can show up in the new Dread movie. I don't give a fuck. I'd be like, oh, Galadriel, sweet. But I felt like it was out of place there. Basically, and Skyfall. Why is that the highest fucking reviewed movie of the year?
I haven't even seen it, honestly.
It's good. It's a good Bond movie, but it's not Casino Royale. Casino Royale is way better.
Yeah, then.
And I'm thinking, like, people are like praising it. It's the highest grossing Bond film of all time. It's the highest rated Bond film of all time.
What?
But not by a little bit. It's the fucking most successful movie this year. The most successful movie in UK history is fucking Skyfall. How is that even possible?
Well, it's not more successful than Avengers.
Well, I mean, as far as...
For a Bond film.
No, for a percentage of made. Percentage money made.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's like it's weird because Avengers, although made bajillion dollars,
they spent
like
a bajillion dollars on marketing and
Or there's listen, I might be wrong once again. You think I researched this?
I could be talking out of your ass.
Scrolling through my RSS feeds. Yeah. Like, no, no, it was, and like it's strange that it's broken all these box office records, and it's not like, and it has an amazing rating, but I don't think anyone was like. Anyone I've asked, is it better than Casino? They're like, no. But I'm like, it's gotten less response to Casino. It's gotten like, the song's way fucking worse than Casino. Adele's amazing. And that fucking song blows dick. Like, in just that Skyfall song, clearly they weren't even trying there. next up, we're running out of time here. Next up, we got another song from Man with the Iron Fists. Hey, listen, if you haven't seen this movie, it's definitely worth like sitting
worth
down
watch.
And just like, kind of being like, what is this fucking... They gave people money to make this movie. I can't believe that this exists in nature. Those are the type of films that I want to fucking watch. And it's all a hip-hop episode, which also makes it really good. The second song is Rivers of Blood by the Wu-Tang Clan. God damn, it feels good to say that they have a new song. Check it out.
Ayo, machete still stainless. The Archbishop run from the knocks of Chris Biscuit. Plus play the harp, wrist glisten. Goon captain, catch me in Africa. Black down with 4-5 Somalians. Black Timbs, rubber suit, Wonder Woman bangles, a blue coupe. I'm usually up on the roof counting mad loot. Root beer, reefer, T-frame, doing my 1-2. Smoking with a plain Jane trooper. Excellent with rifles, out in Japan in a flight goose. Switchblade that poke out the night boots. Flustered on the bullet train with chains on. Getting my train on. Thunder money, make bread, brainstorm. All this is made for the Forbes list. Whores get pissed, say yo, he fucked me out his drawers, he dissed me. All this is calculated. The Batman of the black hand. Mafia money, killers who rock 10.
Bone, crushing, smooth, kicks, blades, chopping, through bricks. Master of the weaponry, sells to both clicks. Both clicks, blacksmith, with the iron fist. Bone, crushing, smooth, kicks, blades, chopping, through bricks. Master of the weaponry, sells to both clicks.
Yeah, rigor mortis. I watch your body rot to the bone structure. Sweep out your brain, watch your eyeballs rupture. Black magic, leave your fucking skull in the soup pot. Machiavelli, vamoose like Tupac. Suicidal tendencies, down a white Hennessy. Look in the book, I'm the definition of menace, B. Choking niggas out for no reason, it's duck season. I'm cold as ice, 6 degrees below freezing. Stay dead, rockin' striped shirt like Freddy Krueger. Use a baby piranha surrounded by barracudas. 7:30, I'm more like 6 o'clock. Straight up and down, beating niggas to their blood in the socks. Oxen duffin, stuff them in black bags. Without getting no blood on my fresh rags. Ruthless, heart of a stone, born with no emotions. I piss out brouhahas, poisonous potions.
Bone, crushing, smooth, kicks, blades, chopping, through bricks. Master of the weaponry, sells to both clicks. Both clicks, blacksmith, with the iron fist. Bone, crushing, smooth, kicks, blades, chopping, through bricks. Master of the weaponry, sells to both clicks. Blacksmith with the iron fist. The three deadly venoms with weapons in the denims. Some shit that'll shake windows and break late tennis. Come left field, aim crook and a straight blaze in them. How you niggas with straight lays with a fake leg in them. Wolf in sheep's clothing, eyes scoping a tender lamb. Spin you bitches like a ballroom dinner dance. G-Mo dress code, got suspender clamps. Russian roulette, money back, go and spin your chance. You little fleas can kill a bees and army ants. EMS cut up your jeans like zombie pants. Hollow thrown to your collarbone. Ping against the dome piece to sound like the first key on a xylophone. Grown men disgusted death in a malice tone. See how quick the smiley faces turn solid stone. Ghost face spray and G be the wildest known. We straight street, but we keep a seat in the palace throne.
Bone, crushing, smooth, kicks, blades, chopping, boom. Bricks. Master of the weaponry, sells to both clicks.
Both clicks, blacksmith with the iron fist.
Bone, crushing, smooth, kicks, blades, chopping, through bricks. Master of the weaponry, sells to both clicks.
Both clicks, blacksmith with the iron fist.
That was Rivers of Blood by Wu-Tang Clan.
I feel like this podcast is all over the place. Did I interrupt you there?
You may have. This podcast is all over the place.
I like it.
You like it?
I like this. I like the freeform fun of it.
Well, I do as well, but I think that one of our goals of 2011 was
it's way funnier
to have more structure within our podcasting experience.
It's way funnier this way. Fuck it.
I won't deny that. I won't deny that it's, you know, it might be funnier, but
funner.
Okay. Yeah. It's funny.
Funny's a strong word for what we do.
But I don't know. I think we should try to have some form of structure. Which at least we know.
We did Oscars, then we did our picks.
Okay. So then it's not all over the place.
It isn't.
What are you talking about?
Listen, I have my segments done.
These
things are in here. We spent Oscars.
Many a minute researching what we were going to talk about.
Like the first two segments, 20 minutes. That's important that we get all those in there and done. And this other stuff, these are just, now we get to riff on the news. This is the fun part.
Oh, okay, yes.
This is all playtime. We had to get that shit out of the way. We were only... I don't know if we really thought too in-depth about what our favorite movies of the year. Because, I mean, it's a month into the year. But I don't know. I feel like this year in cinema was shit. And if you're going to blame the quality of Rafflecast on anything, it should be the current state of cinema.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's not our fault.
No, not at all.
No. We're like the Native Americans in Canada right now, where we're just going to go on a hunger strike until they fix our problems for us instead of us proactively do anything.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
We're going to talk about that in the uncut. It's pissing me off right now. All right, so just to recap, our top five of the year outside, the Rafflecast top five of the year, top movies of 2012 would be Looper, The Dark Knight Rises, The Avengers at number one, Prometheus probably on that list, Chronicle, and Cabin in the Woods. Cabin in the Woods and Prometheus, I think, are tied, but the other ones are definitely on that list. Mm-hmm. Any objections, or is that a solid list?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid list.
I think those are the only good movies that came out this year. I think we just listed all of them right there.
Ted was all right. Ted was decent.
Ted was okay, yeah. Ted was a good movie.
But I don't know if I'd add it to that list.
No, it was a funny fucking movie, though. It's definitely worth seeing. It's like a really good episode of Family Guy, essentially. So if that's what you want, if you go into that expecting that, then yeah, Ted's a fun fucking movie. Get baked as shit
if you're going to go see Ted. Yeah.
You have to be broken in your brain. But you look at the other top movies, like Spider-Man, Twilight, Ice Age... Hobbit's also top of the list.
Yes, actually. And you'd add that on there.
Men in Black 3. Like, none of those movies.
Dude, I haven't even seen Men in Black 3 yet.
Neither have I. And as a kid.
I heard it was really good.
It has one of the top ratings on in sci-fi. It's number 5.
Yeah.
For the movies on Rotten Tomatoes at 70%. For, a third, where the second movie got like 62% or something like that, 58%. Really shitty reviews. For a third one to come back that well, that's good. But, I mean, I was a huge fan of Will Smith as a kid. Like, really, every kid has their kind of, like, their idol guy that they look up to. I was always really into the 90s action stars, like, you know, Schwarzenegger, Van Damme, Stallone. But Fresh Prince was, like, my go-to. Like, I loved Will Smith. I own fucking Wild Wild West on two formats. Not one format, but two formats.
I am not ashamed to admit that I have still never seen that film.
you've never experienced hell. You don't know what it's like to be unhappy. So, like, yeah, you're like, oh, I've never. It's like someone who's never broken a bone. You're like, oh, you've never gone through that before. It sucks.
Have you ever heard the story that Kevin Smith tells about when he was writing the spec script for Spider-Man?
Superman.
Superman.
For Tim Burton. Yeah.
And the producer who was working on the film really wanted a giant mechanical spider. And then eventually it all fell apart, and the person who was producing it was also the same producer of Wild Wild West. And you know what you see in Wild Wild West?
A giant mechanical spider. Oh, man. Which is brilliant. Like, that was his one idea. I accidentally typed in Wild Wild West into a search engine.
Oh, God.
Apparently, it's Singapore's largest wild water park. Not what I expected.
Neither over here.
I really felt like that. I really felt like I'd find other things. Once I looked for Brazilian snakes, and all I could find was porn.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What?
I was trying to do a research project in, like, grade 7 about snakes in Brazil. Could not find a single proper
You certainly found some snakes.
I found some fucking Brazilian snakes, let me say. Those things are fucking monster pythons. All right, we're going to do some sequel bits.
Oh, okay.
Now, choice. Do you want to talk about Blade Runner 2, The Expendables 3, Skyfall 2, or Bond 48, whatever the fuck it is? Leprechaun 6? 5? How many leprechauns have there been?
They're making another one?
Oh, I think that one's. All right. Sorry for all the assholes. Like, Blade Runner 2, this will be really interesting. We picked Leprechaun.
Oh, what was it? It was Leprechaun in the Hood was the last one, right? It was Leprechaun in space, and then Leprechaun in... No, they did Leprechaun in the Hood, too.
Did they? Seriously?
They did a sequel to Leprechaun in the Hood.
Okay, so here's where it gets even better. When you think entertainment, when you think live entertainment, one name comes to mind instantly. The WWE.
Okay.
When I think of live entertainment, I think professional wrestling.
Oh, yes.
And I always wondered, like, they have riveting drama.
Riveting.
The beef between Jake the Snake and Bret the Hitman Hart tugged at my heartstrings. It really broke me down. What happened
in, like, 1991?
Let's go a little longer. What happened between Brock Lesnar and John Cena affects me to this day.
Those deep storylines, development like no other.
Exactly. And, you know, with all that incredible talent, I always wonder, why aren't they breaking into film? But thankfully they are with a new Leprechaun movie. WWE Studios. I'm not making this up.
No, are actually, like, producing.
They are making this movie with wrestlers as actors in a horror movie based on the Leprechaun franchise. The Leprechaun sequel will be made by WWE Studios. I can't think of any funnier way to say that.
They produced the third Mummy film as well as the Scorpion King.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is
it
going to start? Is The Rock going to star in it?
No. This one's going to be a lot more scarier, says the studio president. And the Warwick Davis ones that, like, kind of we remember, the Leprechauns, they're going to be... They're going to try to play homage to that while still making it new. So, yeah, probably The Rock's in it. I don't fucking know. Well, what is any WWE movie going to have? It's going to have their biggest stars. You think Brock Lesnar can act? No. So they're going to get some other asshole.
Are they not bringing him back to play Leprechaun again?
I don't know. They should. I mean, yeah. Warwick just did An Idiot Abroad, the Ricky Gervais show, and he was fucking awesome on it. He was hilarious on it with Carl Pilkington. So I don't see why he wouldn't. He's clearly able to still do it. And he does job, too. I mean, the movies are fucking retarded, but, like,
that's hilarious.
They're kind of the best shitty movies. Like, it's like Troll, Troll 2 and, best worst movie. Leprechaun is a lot in that same vein.
Oh, yeah.
I got to talk about this. In Expendables 3, Jackie Chan's being added. That's all I need to say. I didn't see Expendables 2 yet either.
I haven't seen it either.
Look at us. We're a movie podcast.
I think we should totally see it. I do want to talk about Blade Runner 2, though.
Yeah, okay. Sean Young, who played Rachel in the 1982 film, says that she's coming back.
What?
That's about it. That's
just
all
for
I know.
A cameo?
Well, apparently her and Harrison Ford will both be back.
Okay.
But Ridley Scott hasn't given much details on that. I'm thankful Prometheus did well.
Is Ridley Scott, he's doing
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the only way it can be.
And they're doing a Prometheus sequel as well, right?
Maybe. That's the thing, because it's either Blade Runner or Prometheus, whichever one he gets next.
Mm.
Do you want to keep in the vein of sci-fi? We can keep talking about the big news about Star Wars.
Yeah,
J.J. Abrams officially being signed on for Star Wars. I mean, that's a big fucking deal.
Well, is it actually official or is it still rumored?
Yeah, Disney released a press release and everything today, everything is official. Papers are signed.
Paramount can't be too happy about that.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I don't know if it's right to have the same person do both franchises, both Star Trek and Star Wars. And I know that they're separate and different and, you know, maybe not equal, but they are very, very different.
And J.J. Abrams did a damn good job with the first Star Trek.
It wasn't like he did a damn good job. He did the best job he could possibly do. Mm-hmm. There's literally no one else that could have done any better than that. I really, like, listen, you could get better writers on it, but I'm talking about from a directorial standpoint.
Yeah.
I love the lens flare. Lens flare the shit out of everything. Like, I fucking lens flare everywhere.
And that's the thing, too. Like, as a director, he'll bring a different flavor to it.
Which I don't want. Like, I don't want that for this.
Yeah, but he's not gonna do the same techniques and stuff in Star Trek as he does in Star Wars.
He does, obviously. Like,
but anything will be better than what fucking George Lucas did with the prequels.
I mean, there were obviously good parts of the prequels. There were bits. Yeah, well, some of the action scenes were pretty dope.
Well, the action scenes, special effects, yes.
Exactly, and the person who directed those, the guy's the head of ILM Studios, the guy who directed those, the action director, he should fucking direct the Star Wars movies. He gets no goddamn praise or anything.
The second director
gets no praise for the amazing action scenes he did on that movie.
But the problem with the first three Star Wars film, it's all about story. It's all about story and dialogue.
Yeah, but
that's the ultimate problem with it.
Yeah.
Like, and it's shot like a director was bored and not wanting to get off his ass and do anything.
Well, essentially, like, what he did is, like, he's not visually, he just isn't there. Like, he's an old dude. He's not really up on, like, the way technology works. But he is. It's so unfair to say this. Listen, George Lucas is important, and he's done really amazing things for film. That being said, whether or not he stands up to a modern-day director, I don't think he has the talent. I don't think he has the visual aesthetic of a Tarsem Singh, of an Alfonso Cuarón, of an Ang Lee. I mean, you saw Life of Pi. That movie's fucking gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And it's because Ang Lee has a really beautiful visual aesthetic. He doesn't have the storytelling ability of, like, a Spielberg or a Mike Gondry, like any of those types of guys. And he also doesn't have the ability to give us a lot of information in very small doses, the way that Mike Newell did on the Harry Potter films, or the way that Peter Jackson does. And you need to be perfect at all those aspects to handle a Star Wars film, because unfortunately that's what Star Wars is. It's all those elements together in a very precise way. And when you don't have someone who can execute it properly, or at least just tell him, this is a dumb fucking idea.
Yeah.
No one wants to sit in the Senate for 28 minutes.
See, the biggest issue that happened with those first Star Wars films is that exactly that. No one was able to actually say to George Lucas, this is not a good idea, we shouldn't do this.
Yeah,
because if they did that, they would probably just get fired.
Exactly. And I don't know if he's a tyrant. We don't know if he's a tyrant.
No. But when it comes down to it, the storyline was not there, the dialogue and the writing was not there, and George Lucas controlled it, so it is what it is. But let's not go too far into that. Let's talk about J.J. Abrams is confirmed to be directing.
He's directing the movies. I think it's just one so far. We're not sure who's coming up next. If Kurtzman and Orsi write this, I'll be pissed.
It said, in the document that I read it, they're not going to be writing it. It's going to be a different writer.
They have a different writing team that they actually had at Lucasfilm. But who knows what happens when the director signs on, right?
It's very
true. They weren't writing Star Trek originally. So, I mean, like, that's another thing that that can change. I am excited for J.J. Abrams to do this. J.J. Abrams clearly is one of the best fucking visual directors that we have. He clearly knows story structure. He did Lost, Alias, other things that are good. J.J. Abrams, like, made fucking Lost, man. That alone should warrant him any project. If anyone is like, hey, man, can this guy do, like, non-linear storytelling?
Third season story structure.
Well, yeah, to be fair, but he was also off third season on. He was EP,
well,
right?
Well, like,
Super 8 was incredible.
Considering the options that were available and the people they could have chosen to do, J.J. Abrams is fucking awesome.
He's not top of my list, though. I don't want him to do both series. I think that's unfair. I think that they needed Aronofsky or someone crazy to do it. Like, they needed, like, David Slade or, like, just someone thinking outside the box. Get one of those, like what they did with Batman. They risked it on Christopher Nolan. They watched Memento and they're like, well, this is no action in this fucking movie at all, but let's give him one of the biggest action franchises, and he hit it out the park. Because there's good talent, and there's people that can make a goddamn film. They tried doing it with Mark Webb and Spider-Man. It didn't work out because of studio intervention. Because the studio, like, if you watch a trailer for Spider-Man, it's different. The storyline they describe there is, and scenes they have in there are different than the movie. Mm-hmm. Clearly, the studio re-edited it if the trailer doesn't even line up with the fucking movie. It's a different storyline. So I think that was the biggest problem with Spider-Man. But Mark Webb, and he did 500 Days of Summer, amazing director, and they're like, you know what, let's give him Spider-Man. They should have done that for Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Star Wars needed that, like, that infusion of new talent, because you have your whole life to make your first big movie, and by not but this guy's already made his big movie. He made his Star Trek already. So, like, a lot of the ideas he'd been thinking up since he was a kid, wouldn't it be cool if, those are already in things right now. And now he obviously is going to grow and expand from that. But if it's a first-time guy getting that big break the way Mike Newell did on Harry Potter, you know, the other ones that we've listed, that would make for a better film.
Well, I think it's a risk assessment, though, right?
It is, absolutely.
Do you want to give it to somebody who, like, has the potential, or do you want to give it to somebody who has a proven track record?
I understand. Listen, it could have ended up in the hands of Zemeckis. It could have been, like, some fucking, like, a really an actual Disney movie.
Yeah.
So it could have been worse, but, I mean, we're still going to be seeing a PG version of a TV show. The guy wrote Felicity.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm still excited. I give it to Joss Whedon. I'll give everything to Joss Whedon.
Yeah, pretty much. That was, like, on my list.
But Joss Whedon wouldn't make that movie. He's great with really modern dialogue. Like, this, they use, like, a really weird British formality dialogue in the Star Wars franchise that I don't think would play well to Joss's strengths.
Yeah, but they might change it up.
I don't want them to. Well, there's a tone to Star Wars, right? And I think that to success
I think if he's going to look at like any of the source material, he needs to just look at the first three films that were done back in the 70s and 80s and totally just completely avoid the prequel series.
I'd say go look at the Thar series, the book series. I'd say look at Dark Times, the comic book series. Like I look at the Clone Wars TV show, and I take elements from those three probably.
Yeah, but I mean, from like a dialogue, from a writing and a story perspective, don't even fucking bother with those prequels.
That's the thing. Even then, I've never seen the first three Star Wars, but guaranteed to all you motherfuckers want to hate on me, I know more about Star Wars than you. I will put that on the table. I know more about Star Wars than most Star Wars fans.
I recommend you still watch them, if only to add further discussion to this.
Fuck, I don't know if I can. I tried watching them and I just couldn't do it. Like, it's so fucking dated. But I watch old movies all the time. I can watch Rashomon on repeat for the rest of my life. But something about the Star Wars films didn't click with me. Who knows what it is? I still like.
It's called bad writing.
It's bad writing. You know what? Knights of the Old Republic. The cinematic for Knights of the Old Republic, will post it under the show notes. That's what the movie should be. Just get BioWare. Come to Edmonton. Get BioWare to make the entire thing. That cinematic was incredible. The best Star Wars thing I've ever seen ever was a cinematic for that or The Force Unleashed when the Star Destroyer is coming towards him and he fucking drops it and smashes it into the ground. Like, that was fucking crazy. All right, next song is by Pusha T. It's called TikTok. Enjoy.
The devil is a lie. You ain't broke bread, so you taste the devil's pie. They say his laugh sounds like an angel when he cries. What better camouflage when the halo's your disguise? The wings don't fly. Your traitor is your neighbor at your front porch and he's handing you your paper. Bathrobe on, but the sword's underneath. And he wanna see your blood as it pours in the street. It's the mark of the beast. The meek shall inherit the earth. The weak shall inherit the dirt. You each should have perished at birth. Still born or aborted. Every street tax gotta come with an audit. Either your life or your loved ones. Straight razor or a snub gun. From the village where the thugs from. Same corner that you copping all your drugs from. He a hero but he unsung. I'm the one.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
Yeah.
Hey yo homie. The chambers is 36, the new one improved, now make a move. These guns whistle, sizzle up, dudes who got big mouths, no power. Run of the bank with no dollars, got the nerve to switch crews. We better than the rest of them, I guess it's the estrogen. And all the money we got, we'll move like the Mexicans. A cartel, compound, a Carvel, a large scale of Scarsdale. I fuck with golf now, Shalaz L. Yeah, the coke is fresh, straight out of Bermuda, yo. Or chilling on the beach in Boca Chica with tuna. Salads and palaces, yo. We smoke out them chalices. Passing off balances of bread to the Allen since 1984. The blow is just more than we would come through with rifles, rocking night boots, than war. A real nigga's invention that came from a henchman who blew up. Now throw the woo up, that's my redemption.
Drug dealer. Been that nigga half my life. Drug dealer. Been that nigga half my life. You niggas talking, but you ain't never seen them. Imagine being first name basis with the kingpin.
God, I was Lucifer's neighbor. You wouldn't believe some of the things these people do for this paper. Moving with lasers under rubers. Make a move, you make the papers. Lose situation. Sweat of blood, you get to choose what you bathe in. The chemist cook work. The runner's footwork. Custies took work. The soldiers put work in on any one of the motherfuckers who fuck up good work. Bosses tell them good work. That's just how the hood work. North Face bubble wit. 8 bundles under it. Go front, upper lip smile while I was hugging it. I lied, I wasn't Lucifer's neighbor. He who I'm fucking with. My mom's threw that snow in her nose, but I would hustle it. Champ hoodie, mongoose with the pegs. Clap your stoop up, hit mom dukes in the leg. That's beef, nigga. Y'all ain't street niggas. Y'all peep niggas, write it down and try to be niggas. Fucking everything, neck heavy swing. Secondhand swept across that pretty Bretling. In that Nissan Honda Chevy thing, pedaling. Whatever bring Fetty in steadily, I fed my whole team.
Drug dealer, been that nigga half my life. Drug dealer. Been that nigga half my life. You niggas talking, but you ain't never seen them. Imagine being first name basis with the kingpin. in this art of war. My paint stroke is Picasso. Niggas get the picture, I ain't gotta paint the nostrils. You know my origin is over when fat black bitches singing over organs. Die for a dollar, pride you don't swallow. You save that for the one you buying red bottoms. Yeah, that's the price you gotta pay for it. All fan loving war, she masquerade for it. Woo! Jack-o'-lantern push, trick-or-treat, fuck your shit, I earned it off the books. Now listen to me vent, when you sit and watch, it's like tires being spent. Shots from everywhere, but they never make a dent. Knight in shining armor, mistake me for the villain, cause my vengeance is your karma. Yeah, fear is knowing you're a goner. It's music to my soul, cause it's death before dishonor. Gone, gone.
Chat. Got the tongue of a pimp, raised by a dirty preacher that used the church money to cop a new Beamer. Got the heart of a child raised by a prostitute that bought his mama the rubbers when a John came through. It's the microphone methadone, greatest ever etched in stone. You ain't getting pussy like your prom, they had a chaperone. Popping pills, got a nigga brain like a labyrinth. Called a hoe on purpose, but I got the brain on accident. Nigga, I'm your majesty. Show up with a bag of weed. Roll a blunt so perfect, thought it came up out of factory. My manuscript, leave a man ripped of all his dreams. The insomniac with nightmares and 16s. I'm a wet dream, dry sense of humor. Travel in class like a high school roomer. No one really cares if you embarrass us with style, cause when it comes to them raps, you've been letting us down. So tell them why you're mad, son. Gotta get that off your chest. Let them know how you feel, son. You gotta say what you say. It don't matter, they gon' say your nigga hatin' anyway.
That was TikTok by Pusha T.
Not the one by Kesha.
Not the one by Kesha.
No. We made that mistake before, won't happen again. A little bit more news on J.J. Abrams. On top of doing Star Wars episode, what is this?
Seven? Episode seven.
He will also be involved in Star Trek 3, Mission Impossible 5, and two new pilots that are being on NBC and Fox.
Jesus, man.
He cannot stop!
That guy's as busy directing as Johnny Depp is acting.
Yeah, he does a lot of movies.
Yeah, dude.
He must not love his family. well, fuck, listen, man, we have that much money and fame, you have an option of staying home or filming.
Yeah, you don't have to do
Pirates of the Caribbean 4. If you already made $20 million on the last Pirates of the Caribbean, and you're like, if I do one more movie, it'll bankrupt all of this, of all of its integrity, even though really those movies have no integrity except for the first one. But I'll ruin the trilogy, and it'll be overplayed, and I'll kill the genre of pirates for everybody. Okay, I'll do it. You know, after the first $20 million, I don't need no more.
No,
I'm good.
You're good? You're
I'm okay.
Sit on that?
Well, listen, if I have $20 million in the bank, I don't need, there's nothing else I need that's going to cost more than that. Mm. The house I really, really want, $1.3 million. A boat that I want, $1 million. The car that I want, Bugatti Veyron, another $1.3 million. That's it.
There you go. You're done.
And then after that, I just got to pay taxes. The $20 million will float me until I'm good. Well, at least to the point where I could pick the movies I want to pick at that point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the pilot I'm actually really excited for, because the new NBC one pairs J.J. Abrams with one of my favorite directors, Alfonso Cuarón, who did Children of Men, mm-hmm. which is one of my favorite movies. And it follows a girl with special powers, which she'll come to own in 7 years. So seven seasons. And there's a man who has sprung from prison, protect her from those who are trying to hunt her down. So like Dark Angel a little bit, maybe. I don't know. The Fox pilot, which is done by J.H. Wyman, is following a cop in the not-too-distant future where all human officers are paired with android partners.
Hmm.
Yeah, like Starsky and Hutch, if Hutch was the robot from iRobot. So J.J. Abrams, keep him busy.
Busy
guy. Bad motherfucker. Another thing, James Mangold on the Wolverine reboot, 90% of it's set in Japan, and it reboots the tone. It's going to be a lot darker as well. So it is a sequel to X-Men 3. Not a prequel, as previously reported.
Huh, to X-Men 3?
Yes, sir.
So are they
after everything.
But what about Wolverine Origins? Are they just completely writing that off?
Apparently, looks like it's not going to affect this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah, it actually looks like they're not even acknowledging what happened in the previous film. Fucking, that's another, actually, that's an example where it went wrong. Gavin Hood, amazing director, directed Tootsie, gets a big movie, independent film out of South Africa.
Yeah.
Really moving, emotional. He directs Wolverine, makes the biggest piece of shit on the planet. So, I mean, like, well, that's the gamble, right?
Yeah.
You know, you never know how it's going to end up. A little bit more comic book news. Kevin Feige confirms that Ant-Man, the president of Marvel Studios, is confirming that Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, Iron Man 3, and Avengers 2 are already in development. So, biggest surprise here, Doctor Strange in development. I know there's a lot of rumors. I did not think they'd go this route. There's a lot of...
I'd rather see a Doctor Strange movie than an Ant-Man movie.
I would rather see an Ant-Man movie, personally. I think Edgar Wright's going to do an amazing job. Mm-hmm. I think Simon Pegg would make a great Ant-Man. So, I would love to... Listen, I love...
Not that I wouldn't like to see Simon Pegg in that role, but I think just overall as a character, Doctor Strange is like...
More interesting,
pretty damn
more
cool.
Do.
Like, they have a huge backstory that they can build off of. Like, Ant-Man is more in, to me at least, he's kind of in that canon that already exists in the Marvel movie universe.
Yeah. Not a lot of standalone Ant-Man comic books.
No.
But, I mean, there is a lot of interesting things they did with the characters in the Ultimate series, mm-hmm. where they took his character, they made him an abusive husband, an alcoholic, someone obsessed with power. And,
I'm not saying his character is definitely well done. I just personally would rather see a Doctor Strange film.
Fair enough. And you know what? I'm looking forward to the Ant-Man one because, once again, Edgar Wright's amazing. Directed Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, and what was the last one? Scott Pilgrim. Like, just incredible director. And Ant-Man has the, it's going to be the first full comedy, I think. And I'm really excited to see a superhero comedy that's good.
As opposed to action film.
I want Superbad, but with, like, fucking action.
Yeah.
And I think I'll get that out of this movie, whereas I've never gotten that out of a movie before. There's never really been a funny superhero movie, except for a little bit of Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Iron Man be the closest thing we have to a comedic superhero movie, but even then, it's very melodramatic.
Whatever happened with the Deadpool films and
still in development. It's one of those things. I mean, what they need to do with Deadpool is they need to get Kevin Smith to write it, and they need to get... like, I don't know, someone who does a really gritty action to direct it. Mm-hmm. Someone who does it really brutal. Matthew Vaughn, once again, comes to mind. He just does it really good. Like, what he did with Kick-Ass was perfect. And if you get those two elements together, you'll make the perfect movie. If you get anything but those elements together, it's going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Smith writing a Deadpool movie might be the best fucking thing on the planet. Because the merc with a mouth, I mean, who has a better mouth than Kevin Smith?
True.
I think Ant-Man will be one of the new guys you'll be seeing there. They might give him more to work with, but we don't really know. Doctor Strange is weird because he's so mystical. Ant-Man is real. Like, Ant-Man is like a realistic character because he becomes a giant. He becomes an ant. Like, he has both those personas. But Doctor Strange is so mystical and voodoo-y.
That's why, as a Marvel fan, it'd be more of a fantasy film as opposed to a comic book movie.
But he looks and acts exactly like Iron Man. And that's why I'm kind of confused, because he has
kind of like some of his idiosyncrasies and stuff. But
another billionaire playboy, kind of jokey, hacking. Like, if you read a Doctor Strange comic and you watch Iron Man, you'd be like, oh yeah, it's the same character. And that's what
I don't think they're that close of characters.
Well, the sense of humor, right? Because Doctor Strange was a charlatan. He didn't actually have any power until he got caught up with Baron Zemo. So from being like this kind of guy that's like this quick talking, smooth type dude to actually having real power, Stephen Strange, I mean, a lot of that dialogue a lot of characters are almost the exact same anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They always have like this kind of cocky, jokey, smart alecky, okay, yeah, whatever, I'll do it, begrudging hero type thing. Like, that's a very common theme. So, but I don't want to see that same character over and over again. And you see it a little bit with Thor and Iron Man, but they're different enough that doesn't really affect them. And Captain America completely different, which I appreciate. But I don't know. I'm not really that excited for the new Avengers movies.
For
the spinoff movies. Oh. Like, I don't think Thor 2 is going to be any good. Captain America 2 might be okay.
I'm looking forward to Iron Man 3, though.
Shane Black, I've never seen a movie he's done, so I can't really say if he's going to be good or not. I think it's a bad idea to get rid of Favreau. Favreau should have done 3.
Isn't he producing?
Yeah, but he should have directed. He should have wrote direct all
3
of
them. Reason why he's not, he's directing that big-ass Disney movie.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. He bowed out of doing Iron Man 3 to direct this massive Disney movie.
Interesting. Didn't he also do Zathura?
Yes, he did. Yeah. That was kind of his first foray into action films, adventure-type films, before he did Iron Man and then... Once he did Iron Man, everything kind of changed for him.
Yeah, but he makes a great buddy movie. And I love, that's what made Swingers good, was making Iron Man good. Mm-hmm. He makes a really good buddy movie. And I love that dynamic. And that might be the only thing I like about Iron Man at this point is that dynamic, because they didn't have it in the second movie. And that's really where he fell short, right? Him and Rhodey. Like, the fact that he showed Rhodey looking at the goddamn War Machine armor and then not getting into it is the dumbest cock tease ever. Mm-hmm. It's right there. You have the elements and it makes sense. And then they get him into it at the end. But still, it just, I don't know. Let's talk about something better. Arnold Schwarzenegger on The Legend of Conan. The dude's, what, 60 right now? Like, he's old as
fuck. Is this a reboot or what is
this? He's 65.
They just did a reboot with the guy from Game of Thrones and Stargate Atlantis.
It is a direct sequel to Conan the Barbarian and will ignore both the events of Conan the Destroyer, the third movie, and the 2011 reboot Conan the Barbarian.
Seriously.
Starring Jason Momoa.
What?
Yeah. Jason Momoa, handsome motherfucker, man.
Oh,
he
yeah.
is a good goddamn Conan, but you know,
totally.
doesn't work. He's just too thin is my only problem. How many songs we have left? Two?
We got two songs left.
Okay, so we're going to go out with Wu-Tang Clan, The Six Directions of Boxing. Enjoy.
It's like this, yo. When I'm locked down, I use Tim's as my shower slippers. I'm in the background, mingling with the powder flippers. In the basement, hard body power lifters. I crush shower in the sifter. See how I lift up? Universal guard. I stay scientific. The kid with the golden arms, iron fisted. Stay Asiatic, so cinematic. Noise in the attic, bang out with them automatics. It's hood politics that bring the hunger back. I'm straight chopping wood, call me the lumberjack. Check the catalog, put out 100 packs. Watch for drug sniffing dogs, they coming from the back. I'm straight thunderclap, the funky drummer's back. It's pure dopium, give him a heart attack. I stay stacking plaques like ancient artifacts. Joe Namath in the game, I'm the quarterback.
Yo, 8 balls of coke, blunt to the greenery. Pounds in the trunk, get you a concrete scenery. Handmade oxy, get you duffed in the mess hall. Snitch niggas running COs to confess all. This is street knowledge, knowledge at school college. Like a speech from the jizza, sharp like the RZA. Don't run with a scissor, nigga, the truth is a truth. And I'ma drop a few jewels in the booth. Used to boot crack, stuff them inside of a tennis ball. They throw it when they rush in the block, trust no cops. Driving around with 2 mitts in my socks. Cook coke, gonna get you more trouble than money. Don't call the dust juice, the pigs is hungry. You think they ain't watching, they watching. Why you uptown copping, back home, why you cooking and chopping? They scheming on the block, waiting to get it popping.
He had a sword and an axe to cut. Under a robe that was woven from silver and gold, waxed it up. His army was so great, the quantity. His crops, livestock, boost the economy. Many would travel by boat to see him. His image adorned most schools and coliseum. A merchant hustled old silk and velvet. Portrait illuminated when the torch was well lit. Picture so beautifully painted that one thought it breathed and move, cause it would leave a mood or energy. You see his wife practiced yoga, made herbal enhancers that had saved the soldiers. Guarded treasures in the chambers, halls and vaults. Well prepared for all assaults, heavy guarded village. Armed with the sharpest weapons designed to pierce, cause blood spillage.
From a young team, a murder team inspired by crime. See a large house granted permission for my position. So now I write rhymes, escaping this repetitive cycle. Slinging dimes, losing time, doing hard time. Teaching y'all mathematically, come see the epitome of what you wanna be, MC. My semi-auto gun mandatory at the sound class. A mic touch, dance mashup, pounds are the best. Green glass, bottles of Dawn, I sip the liquor slow. Flow so devastating when I go solo. Even when I'm dolo, pretty gun I'm holding. Head swollen off the solid gold soul. Iron Mike Poe, bitch face like you stole something. Trust me, living life royalty, all wise and healthy. Welcome to the best of me, from knowledge to infinity. Nothing stopping my trajectory, I'm galactic.
Yo, peace to all of the gods and all of the earths. We've been building like this ever since the first day of birth. The more I start to build, the better I feel. Keep ignorant niggas from me, use dummies for shield. You not guard body, son, you just garbage and real snotty. Chevy head, Gaylord, still stuck in the lobby, this the first now born. Son, I'm blessed with mad lessons. Conquer crazy devils, my mind is a weapon. You can't fast with me and avoid the swine. You degenerate MC, I'm the best of mankind. A law walk bar, straight Jews and real stars. I'm down with the RZA, got help for the widow son. Pop off on you, you ain't nothing to me. Dun dun, original Tyzine, holy war to Vizine. Designated wordplay, God respect my dean. Shine on little stars and respect the queen.
New York Giant, call me Deck Humanura. Fresh with the water connect, 2 1/4. Deal with the dealer, don't trust the transporter. My job is done once I get it to the border. Pelico, coke game is kilos of cocaine. Hypodermic needle to the groove, I dose veins. Overdosia, you know the product is raw, right? Lines take you there like I wrote it with off-white. Got them bent up,
hands looking like a tin cup. Sorry, no consignment, get your ends up. Move from the gate now, he on his way straight to Jake now. I'm on the hush, but my weight loud. Got the shakes now, how they want it bad. 5 or 6 heads chipping in for a bag. I got the works like a burger deluxe. Get your fix while I'm serving it up. Word to us.
Are we not the strongest?
So that was another new song by the Wu-Tang Clan called The 6 Directions of Boxing.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. That's this week's Rafflecast. I hope you learned something. I hope you laughed a little. I hope you cried a lot more. you can follow me on Twitter at Achilles.
You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Raffle.
Dr. Raffle.
Yeah, Dr. Raffle.
It's updated every day. you can follow us on Tumblr, tumblr.com/Rafflecast, or go to rafflecast.com and can follow us on there. And to all our new listeners and all the people on the Tumblr now that are probably new to the podcast, really wish we planned something out a little bit better. You know, if you have that many eyes, you really should work harder. But you know what? We'll make it up to you on the uncut. Check out our future projects. Do you have anything you want to announce right now? Your music? You have a new podcast coming out?
Yeah, I've got a new podcast called the Jack of All Trades Musicians Podcast, but it probably won't be out for another month or two.
Okay, well, keep updated on our Twitters. We'll make sure we announce that, and I'll blast it on the Achilles as well. We are making a web series to kind of round this out. I'm not sure what we're going to do next, but it's going to probably be 8 episodes around there. We're playing fictionalized versions of
ourselves.
Fictionalized versions of ourselves, of the fictionalized versions that we play on here. And yeah, it's gonna be fucking fun. You get to see our faces. That'll be weird. You know, we have voices perfect for radio, faces perfect for radio. But it'll be cool to do actual web series. If you have any input or suggestions or thoughts, please keep them to yourself. We know what we're doing. We have a good idea of what we want, and I just don't think I'd value anybody else's input. I don't think that'll matter to me. Aside from that, anything else you want to talk about, or is that?
I think worth mentioning would be just to get people to go check out Buck Naked, which is a music video that I filmed last summer. You can check it out at BUCKNKD.com. The song's called The Facebook Song, and it's a music video. It's kind of a social commentary on Facebook.
You want Fuck the Last Song? Let's play that.
You want to do it?
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll actually close out with that song. So thanks, everyone, very much for listening. We'll see you guys hopefully next week. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and to The Uncut. And tell your friends. The best thing we can do is spread the word. Make sure you get lots of people listening. And so we can disappoint a lot more than just you. Because think of it this way. If you get people that you just don't like, there's probably a lot of people you don't like, specifically if you're a girl. Mm-hmm. Probably don't like any of your friends. Yeah. If you want to waste their time, send them here.
Make them listen to this.
You're going to love it. They're not going to love it. And now you're going to be like, hey, it's going to be the best troll. It's like, oh, I thought you'd like it. And that's it. There's no repercussion for you. Yeah. And you get to waste an hour of their time. How does that make you feel? Think about it. Anyway, until next time, we remain podcasting.
Hey girl, everyone loves your face. Book, oh god, a sexy face. Book, better add me as a friend in your Facebook. I wanna be on your face. Book, seems to me you got a lot of tricks on your Facebook. Dicks on your face. Book, wish I could delete those posts on your Facebook. The shit on your face. Book, looking so fine when I see you online. My virtual girl, you're rocking my world. I just wanna accept your request and look at your chest. You got the face that makes my heart race. Check out my post. I still see a lot of men on your Facebook, semen on your Facebook. Gonna add dirty sluts to my Facebook, sluts on my Facebook. Got some crazy dudes in your Facebook, nuts on your Facebook. Well, I made friends with your mom on my Facebook, your mom's on my Facebook. Looking so fine when I see you online, my virtual girl, you're rocking my world. I just wanna accept your request and look at your chest. You got the face that makes my heart race. Check out my post.
Everybody's checking out. bitches on your face.
Looking so fine when I see you.